Alright. Originally, there was supposed to be a talk here about Metal Cubed project, but unfortunately the speaker couldn't make it. Then, as a secondary option, we had Ganesh and Abhijit speaking, and the second half hour of that talk was going to be replaced by someone from my company. However, that person had family issues, so couldn't make it. Hence, therefore, I would like to introduce our next speaker, Walter Heck. He will now present this session. Thank you, Walter, for the introduction. Before we get started, I would like you all to get up, please. Everybody stand up. Unless you are... Now, if you have never brought down a production infrastructure, a production piece of software, you can stay standing. Everybody else, get back on your seat. Give these people a round of applause. My talk is about designing for failure. My session is also an example of failure. You can never know when failure is happening. And as I said, I am the secondary backup for this session. So forgive me if it's a little bit rough. I was notified yesterday by myself that I was going to be so. Designing for failure. It seems like something very simple and very something that you can do by default, but many times when you try to explain this, the answer is we're not designing for failure, we're designing for working software, so just make sure that works. However, we all know that the world is unfortunately not that simple. And the more complex your piece of software is, the more likely it is to fail at some point. I learned this lesson a very long time ago by someone I was doing freelance work for, Arjen Lentz from OpenQuery. If you're watching, Arjen, thank you for teaching me this lesson. Given infinite time, failure is definitely going to happen. It's not an if, it's a when question. And therefore, if you're not designing for this failure to happen, you are setting yourself up for failure. If you're lucky, however, you have a couple of options to not encounter failure. That is, A, you move to a different job or a different company before that failure happens, or B, the lifetime of your software or infrastructure or whatever the piece of engineering is that you're that you have designed or created lives less long than the time for it to fail. However, as we've just seen, I think there were like maybe 10 people standing after we after I asked the question. So most of us have seen failure more times than we care to remember. I actually did rm-rf/ on a production server somewhere in the beginning of my career. Not a proud moment, but yeah, it's a good learning experience. Failure happens in real life lots and lots of times. Since I heard yesterday that I was going to give this talk, I was looking at the real world around us and how many things are actually designed to fail. A very famous example is the Tacoma Narrows Bridge, which was a bridge built in, I guess, the 40s. And they forgot to account for a specific wind angle and speed. And so right after the bridge was finished, it started wobbling. and eventually broke down quite badly. On the right, we see